It was an extra special day for us to have the fans here and to have their support on the hill. We heard them, felt them, so I'm glad that they're getting to see the first version of 17 and the speed on the field. So it was great for those guys today, and man, were we glad we had them here. First 2 days of camp, my impressions haven't changed in terms of the intent, the mindset to go for it, work ethic, new wrinkles, all three phases, putting those in to see what we'd like to implement from our off-season stuff. And we got one more day to put that part together. We did a lot of good on good again today, big kick and emphasis at the end. We did some two-minute. Tomorrow we're going to focus a good bit of our time in the red zone. And we're trying to emphasize those things that we wanted to really shine a light on after studying it through all the off-season. So it's been a good first 2 days. I've been impressed, especially from some of the young men, the young players on our team. So with that, I'll be glad to open it up to your questions regarding the first 2 days of camp.
Coach, at the end there, how long was the kick? You looked like you had ice the kicker and a flag.
There was definitely discrepancy coming from the coaching staff. They didn't know how we put on an extra timeout to do that. So I said it was like out back. There were no rules in this one, just right. So we did on that one, just, and then there was a foul, which moved it back five and ended up being a longer field goal. So those are the teaching moments that we want to put them under. So whether it's icing a kicker or having to move back after a foul on a field goal or a penalty on a critical third down against the defense. So those are the ones that you don't script. And now we got to go see, all right, how are you going to respond to those? And that's what we're looking for, those little examples for resiliency. Stack went against you, didn't go how you planned, how are you going to respond?
And Meyer nailed the kick twice.
Yeah, after the penalty. So timeout and then a foul and then had to go again. So all those ones, knowing that no snap's more important than the other. Here's the one. Here's the process to go through. And I thought he did a good job with that.
Robinson was out today.
Yes, he's going to be out today and tomorrow as well. And looks like, for the most part, we're going to have everybody full speed for camp. And that part I'm excited about, barring any setbacks, over the next few weeks. But it's a good, strong, healthy group. But we'll hold him today. Roberts we held today. He had a sore back. We'll see how he goes tomorrow. We may get a little bit more out of DJ at tight end. We may see him some tomorrow. So we'll see how it goes in the morning. But it's not going to be as long stuff because we're going to focus our time down the red zone.
When you say everyone, do you mean Tack McKinley too, or have you got a feel on him yet?
I don't until I get here and get going. I know he's been working really hard with the therapist back in L.A. But until we know, we'll get a better update for you as it gets closer to camp.
Coach wasn't there today.
Upshaw, we excused today for a family situation, and we'll see if he's back in for tomorrow. But, he was excused for today.
And was Taylor not out doing rehab?
He was not doing rehab outside today.
Anything there, or is he just, you said he's still?
Yeah, we're going to hold him today, and we'll hold him tomorrow. He'll be out with the guys tomorrow, but he won't participate in this camp.
Casey, you talked a lot about, it's like he's doing the switch back and forth.
He is.
How is he adjusting to that?
KZ's done a good job. We've played him at nickel, and we trained him at free safety some. He played corner in college, so we're looking for the versatility in him. The thing I can tell you in a short order, he is a very competitive guy, and so the more we throw at him, he's ready for that challenge. Today, the focus was for him to be at nickel and see could that be a role that he could help. We've primarily left him at free safety, Vaughn, for a good part of the OTAs, and now it was ready for him to take the next step and throw some more at him. The first two days looked like he'd be able to handle more workload at different positions.
Man, spoke yesterday of Garland Schweitzer being ahead of the pack at right guard and having a competition that stands out. Can you expand on that? What makes their competition stand out?
For the two of them, and they're two of the guys I most admire on our team for the work ethic, the toughness, the go-for-it mentality, always trying to find an edge to get better. And what makes it more meaningful even to me, these guys play the same spot and are battling, but honestly are looking after one another and supporting and showing different examples to each other. So that's honestly the type of team you'd like to be a part of. What sets them further, their knowledge, their quickness out of their stance in the run game, that's such a big factor in what we do, the runs, the play actions, the keepers that go with it. So I think they stand out in that way first. Really, it's the hunger, that I see him trying to find small ways to find that edge in his game and building that connection. He's got a new position coach with BY, and that connection, new techniques, things to study, things to look at. He's going for it in the biggest way. He looks healthy. He looks strong, very fit. So I see, you know, his arrow really heading up.
Do you notice a difference in his demeanor from this time last year?
No, I don't notice any different demeanor. He's somebody that we've been impressed with from the very first time he came for our local tryout. And that was the first time to say, and I remember Thomas and I'd like to have that guy on our team. And he didn't disappoint as a rookie, and we thought he had leadership qualities even back then. And then so for him to take, you know, the year to develop and then head into the second year, he's definitely a well-respected man on this team.
I don't know how the effect of having a game like he had in the Super Bowl might have on him. His confidence level and expectations of himself.
For sure, I understand the question. He places a pretty high standard on himself in terms of the work, and he is definitely somebody that knows the secret is the work and the way he can put out for one another to get ready. And it's that's one of the things we honestly so much admire about him.
At the beginning of practice when the receivers are running their routes, Justin Hardy dropped a pass, and then he came back to the line starting doing push-ups. Is that something that you've seen from him and the other receivers, and what's that all about?
I would say that definitely came from his teammates, you know. And that's their own small ways of holding each other accountable. So I didn't see it and didn't promote it, but I'm not surprised, only because that's their way of saying, like, I let you down. I'm going to do some self-imposed discipline right here to ensure that it doesn't happen again. So that group is so fun to coach because of the connection they have. They're go about 7 or 8 deep and put in different guys, different spots, but we expect the standard of the work and the speed to be the same. So. Raheem and Dave have done a good job with that group of pushing the young guys along. So for us not to have Julio and Gabe as part of it and to see the speed that we have, it excites me. Sometimes the byproduct of guys being out is opportunity for other guys to step up. And when your time is there, it's really important for you to nail it. And I think the receiver group is recognizing, okay, here's extra reps because Gabe and who aren't taking them. So here's my chance to go for it, and I'm going to take those.